This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for October the 12th through to October the 19th, 2007. This week, the Israeli army escalated its attacks and invasions into various parts of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, while in the meantime, diplomatic efforts to hold a peace conference under the American supervision continue. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent actions in Palestine. The villagers in Belayn and Al-Mazara area organised their weekly anti-war demonstration, to which the Israeli army responded with tear gas and rubber bullets, wounding a number of Palestinians, including journalists. The residents of the West Bank village of Belayn, west of the city of Ramallah, joined by international and Israeli peace activists, took to the streets on Friday carrying Palestinian flags, anti-Israeli banners and chanting slogans. The march was to protest against the construction of the wall on village land, preventing the people of the village from reaching their olive groves for the start of the olive harvesting season. This week's protest coincided with the filming of a movie entitled The Holy, produced by the Palestinian Centre for Rapprochement Between People, the mother organisation of imemc.org, and directed by the Italian director Rocco Curiella. The film focuses on the Israeli actions of land confiscation, settlement construction and the building of the wall. It also demonstrates the hardships imposed on Palestinians through the experiences of a couple who are about to be married. This week's demonstration was joined by a group of cyclists, members of the Palestinian Cyclist Club, who travelled on their bicycles from Bethlehem. The protesters marched to the site of the wall where the Israeli army had placed barbed wire. The soldiers fired tear gas, sound bombs and rubber-coated bullets. Two cameramen, identified as George Halata and IMEMC's Ghassan Benoura, in addition to a Danish peace activist, were lightly injured. Unidentified people set fire to dozens of dunams of land annexed by the wall on Friday night. Israeli settlers used the tactic of setting fire to village land in order to confiscate it. In Bethlehem, two Palestinians were injured and an international peace activist was abducted on Friday during the weekly non-violent demonstration against the illegal wall in the village of Al-Masara, south of the West Bank city of Bethlehem. Israeli soldiers violently attacked the international peace activists and village residents who were non-violently protesting against the construction of the annexation wall on village land. After performing Friday prayers, the protesters marched through the streets of the village and reached the wall's construction site. When it is complete, it will annex around 1,500 dunams of land belonging to the Al-Mazara. The protesters, who formed a human barrier, were attacked by soldiers wielding batons and gun butts. Two residents sustained bruises and were transferred to a medical centre in the village for treatment. Israeli soldiers abducted an international peace activist after they attacked him and a number of journalists who were there to cover the protest. The US Secretary of State arrives in Palestine in order to prepare for the November conference in the US, during which Palestinians and the Israelis are going to, with different expectations. IMEMC's Maya Gordon has more.
Palestinian Authority spokesperson Nabil Abu Rodena stated on Friday that the 1967 borders and the Jerusalem issue are red lines that can never be crossed at any cost. Abu Rodena's statement comes in the shadow of feverish American efforts in the region to bridge the gap between Palestinians and Israelis, ahead of the Washington-sponsored conference on Middle East peace, scheduled for late November. In her second round of talks with Israelis and Palestinians this week, US Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice voiced optimism that the two sides will eventually agree on a joint statement on final status issues to be discussed in the talks, such as the status of Jerusalem, the borders of the Palestinian state and the problem of Palestinian refugees. Rice's tone was contradictory to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's, as Abbas stated that unless Israel agrees to specific broad lines for the next month's conference and the post-conference talks, Palestinians will not attend. Israel conveyed to Rice its refusal to such a commitment, alleging it has never been a precondition for participating in the impending peace summit in Annapolis, Maryland, United States. Israel also refused to commit itself to a specific timetable for Israeli-Palestinian talks that will follow the Annapolis summit, while Palestinian officials stated that a six-month period will be enough to conclude a final peace deal with Israel. Saeb Erekat, a senior Palestinian negotiator, confirmed this week that no agreement has been reached so far with the Israelis.
I cannot say that there are specific clear-cut Israeli positions, especially after we held two meetings with the Israeli side.
IMEMC asked Gaza political analyst Hani Habib about the possible success of the next peace convention.
Success of the conference for the Palestinian leadership lies in the resumption of negotiations. Palestinian leaders have realized over the past 7 years long peace process stalemate that Israel had accelerated settlements expansion, constructed the separation barrier, and annexed large parts of East Jerusalem to West Jerusalem.
Wire Services reported that Rice had asked President Abbas to give up the demand that a joint document be secured before the summit and to drop the issue of refugees from the conference's agenda. The problem of Palestinian refugees and the status of the occupied East Jerusalem were behind the failure of the 2000 Washington-sponsored Camp David talks, as Israel insisted on maintaining exclusive control over the Holy City and offering a limited return of Palestinian refugees to the 1967 occupied Palestinian territories. In Cairo and Amman, the US Secretary of State met with Egypt's Hosni Mubarak and Jordan's King Abdullah II to garner support for her efforts. In March, Arab countries re-endorsed their Beirut-based 2002 peace initiative, which calls for an Israeli withdrawal from Arab lands occupied by Israel in June 1967 and a solution to the refugee problem on the basis of UN Resolution 194 in return for normal Arab-Israeli relations. According to the 1967 UN Security Council Resolution No. 242, Israel must immediately withdraw from the occupied Palestinian and Arab lands, including the West Bank, East Jerusalem, the Gaza Strip, and the Syrian Golan Heights. The UN General Assembly Resolution No. 194 demands the return and compensation of hundreds of thousands of Palestinian refugees who were forced out of historic Palestine in 1948. For IMEMC.org, this is Maya Golden.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 34 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped 54 Palestinian civilians, including 5 children. Thus, the number of Palestinians kidnapped by the Israeli army in the West Bank since the beginning of this year has risen to 2,146. IMEMC's Colin Bell has more.
Two Palestinians, Al-Aqsa Brigade's leader Bassem Abu Sariya, and an elderly Palestinian man were killed in an Israeli invasion of the northern West Bank city of Nablus, which started in the early hours of Tuesday morning and went on until the evening. The Al-Aqsa Brigade, the armed wing of Fatah, announced the death of Abu Sariya several hours after the resistance fighter was injured by Israeli army gunfire. The elderly Palestinian man, later identified as Abed Shaker al-Wazir, 70, was killed in clashes that erupted after the man had been forced from his home. Two sustained wounds during the invasion. One, a Palestinian woman, suffered critical wounds when the Israeli army opened fire at her home, and the other was a Palestinian cameraman working for German TV. On Monday night, one resident was shot and injured, and one house was demolished as the Israeli forces invaded the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya. At least 4 military bulldozers demolished the house of Bashir Kadraj, who is currently imprisoned in an Israeli detention facility. Also, undercover forces of the Israeli army infiltrated Qalqilya before reinforcements invaded it and fired rounds of live ammunition and rubber-coated bullets. One resident, identified as Yahya Mohammed Abu Awad, 20, was injured by a rubber-coated bullet. Israeli settlers continued to attack Palestinian farmers during the week. Several confrontations between Palestinian villagers and groups of settlers broke out near the northern West Bank city of Nablus on Sunday. Residents of the town of Awata reported that several families were attacked by settlers from the Itamar settlement, saying that they had been attacked with stones and verbally abused. Farmers from the town of Azmut reported that settlers from Alon More, situated to the east of the town, also attacked residents. In related news, Israeli sources reported a further confrontation near the Beit Iba checkpoint, where settlers attacked farmers as they picked olives. Similar attacks reported on Wednesday when Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian farmers near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. According to Palestinian sources, settlers blocked the way of farmers in several areas of the district of Nablus as they tried to reach the olive groves and harvest their crops. For IMEMC.org, this is Colin Bell.
This week, the Israeli army invaded the Gaza Strip 5 times in addition to several airstrikes. During those attacks, 3 Palestinian civilians were killed. From Gaza, IMEMC's Rami Almagari has more.
A Palestinian man was killed and 5 others injured when Israeli gunships shelled the northern Gaza town of Beit Hanun on Saturday morning. Palestinian sources reported that Hassan Naim, 21, a member of the Al-Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of Hamas, was killed and 5 civilians wounded in the attack, which took place near the Gaza-Israeli borders. The Israeli army claimed that the attack targeted a group of Palestinian resistance fighters who were preparing to fire homemade shells at Israeli targets. Deputy Chief of Staff of the Israeli Army, Moshe Kaplan-Niskey, last week spoke of the likelihood of an imminent invasion of the Gaza Strip by Israeli forces, adding that the troops would stay there for a few months. Speaking in an interview with the Israeli daily Yedioth Ahronot, Kaplan-Niskey branded a future invasion a matter of timing, arguing that the Israeli army could not ignore a perceived military strengthening of the Hamas movement and the continued firing of homemade shells from the coastal region. A Palestinian child has been reportedly shot and wounded by the Israeli army on the Gaza-Israel borderline to the east of Deir al-Balah town. Medics confirmed that Jaber Abu Said, 14th, was transferred to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in central Gaza for treatment. Abu Said suffered a fracture and a bleeding in his mouth after having been wounded, the medics added. In the meantime, the Israeli army released early on Monday four Palestinian fishermen it had taken prisoner on Sunday night. Witnesses said that the four fishermen were released at the Israeli-controlled Eretz crossing, Beit Hanun crossing point. On Wednesday, one fighter was killed, three were injured, and 15 residents were kidnapped in an Israeli invasion of Al-Farahin area. Israeli military sources reported on Wednesday that one soldier was shot and killed in Khan Yunis, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, as the army invaded the area earlier on Wednesday morning and exchanged fire with resistance fighters. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
Palestinian security forces raided five mosques in the West Bank on Saturday morning, confiscating printed material. The raids took place in the cities of Hebron, Nablus and Salfit. The security forces confiscated leaflets and banners put up by Hamas. In addition, the forces removed some decorations and lights put on the mosque to celebrate the Eid festivals, eyewitnesses reported. Local sources said that during the raid of the mosque, Palestinian troops entered the holy building with their guns and shoes on, against the tradition and custom of removing footwear on entry. Fatah and the Palestinian Authority accused Hamas of using the mosque for political purposes. In the past few months, a serious dispute erupted between the two groups when Hamas banned mass outdoor prayers called for by Fatah. Islamic resistance movement Hamas stated on one of its news websites that Palestinian security men attempted on Wednesday to abduct a Hamas fighter in Balata refugee camp east of Nablus in the northern part of the West Bank. The website said that Palestinian security forces loyal to Fatah infiltrated the Balata refugee camp in Nablus disguised as Israeli undercover forces and attempted to arrest a fighter, a member of the Al-Qassam Brigades. The fighter noticed the presence of undercover forces and exchanged fire with them. Later on, fighters of Abu Ali Mustafa Brigade, the armed wing of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, and fighters of the Al-Aqsa Brigade, the armed wing of Fatah, intervened and also exchanged fire with the disguised security forces. They then withdrew from the camp without making any arrests. No injuries were reported. Throughout the week, Hamas sources have reported that Palestinian security forces affiliated with the Fatah movement have arrested at least 20 members of the movement in several parts of the West Bank. The Popular Struggle Front in Gaza issued a press release on Wednesday slamming that the illegal measures and attacks which are affecting the freedom of the press and its legitimate operation in the Gaza Strip. The front stated that the attacks included attacking reporters and media institutions and imposing restrictions on media outlets and journalists. The front added that these actions are direct violations of freedom of expression in Gaza Strip. And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This is Louisa White.